powered by Penguin. Alice Miranda in Scotland, written and narrated by Jacqueline Harvey.
We at Penguin Random House Australia
acknowledge that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples
are the traditional custodians
and the first storytellers of the lands on which we live and work.
We honour Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' continuous connection to country,
waters,
skies,
and communities.
We celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander stories,
traditions, and living cultures.
And we pay our respects to elders, past and present.
For Ian, who introduced me to the delights of Scotland, and for Sandy, as always. Chapter 1. Alice Miranda leaned forward and rested her head on Boney's neck. "Well done, boy," she cooed. "That was a good effort." The pony's nostrils flared and his sides heaved. Next to him, Chops looked as if he'd just been for a walk in the park instead of a race across Gertrude's Grove. "Someone's a bit out of condition," Millie remarked. "Although 10 points to Boney for trying super hard to beat us." Alice Miranda sat back upright in the saddle. "Yes, but he shouldn't be puffing quite this much. It's my fault. I haven't been riding him enough lately. And I suspect his breaking into the vegetable patch last week didn't help. Thank goodness Mr. Charles found the little monster before he devoured more than a few Brussels sprouts." "You shouldn't be so tough on yourself," Millie said, giving Chops a congratulatory rub between his ears. "We have had quite a lot of homework. It's tricky to stay on top of everything these days." The afternoon was sparkling and unusually warm for the time of year. Bonaparte whinnied as the stables came into view. "Look, there's Miss Grimm and Mr. Grump and Aggie," Alice Miranda exclaimed. She waved to the headmistress and her husband, who were pushing a pram along the path towards them. Both girls slipped down to the ground and pulled the reins over the ponies' heads. "Hello," they chorused. Mr. Grump greeted them with a broad smile. "Well, hello to you too. How was your ride, girls?" Miss Grimm asked. "Fast and furious," Millie replied. "We couldn't resist a race." "And Millie and Chops beat us, as always," Alice Miranda added with a grin. Bonaparte bared his teeth at the same time as lifting his tail and expelling an eye-watering gust of wind. Alice Miranda glared at the beast, who looked for all the world as if he was smiling. "Where are your manners, Boney?" "Oh, not to worry. Our little one does the same," Mr. Grump said, gazing adoringly at the occupant of the pram. Miss Grimm pulled back the hood, and the girls and ponies peered in at the tiny baby. "We call her the smart."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?